brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the final Premier League Rock and Roll Football of the season. We will be back for the World Cup in a couple of weeks, but for now, after today, we're taking a just under a fortnight break. We'll be back 2 weeks on Saturday.
Just a short break, that's all. Yeah, then we're ready for the World Cup.
Ready. World Cup ready, powered by optimism and patriotism and fun and football and all the other stuff, snacks mainly. But, Dyson, what a phenomenal roller coaster end to the season today.
Yes, oh, well, all the thrills and spills of the final day coming up. Plus, we talk a lot about the cinema and why you shouldn't go there, even though it is a nice experience, I think, overall.
Oh, we're cinephiles, but Cole Palmer got us thinking, and it turned out he'd exposed.
He might be onto something.
Yeah. He has a lot of British public opinion getting in touch today about that. So thank you for listening throughout the season. It's great fun doing this. Today has been absolutely balmy. Enjoy.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
It is the final day of the Premier League season. Will Spurs or West Ham be relegated? Who will get which European spaces? And who is promoted to the Championship? Matt Dyson.
Yes, Bolton Wanderers are promoted to the Championship. They have beaten Stockport County 4-1 at Wembley. They are through.
Well, we are just under an hour away from every single team. There are 10 games happening today in the Premier League.
Yes, all at 4 o'clock.
An absolute slew of 4 o'clock kickoffs that will determine whether West Ham or Spurs go down. There's going to be lots of drama, lots of twists and turns. And here to preview it all is Matt Dyson.
Yes, a massive day ahead after we found out that Hull City are the team taking up that final promotion spot alongside Coventry and Ipswich following their playoff win over Spydon Middlesbrough yesterday at Wembley. Ollie McBurney got the winner and posed for a gangster style photo in the Wembley changing room. Normally they do them with champagne and a big cigar. He had a bottle of Stella and a cigarette. More Sparface than Scarface, although I'm 80% sure the lit tab was added by AI. Even lower league and northern teams like Hull don't let their players spark up a woodbine post match these days. Hull Street. Snooze, then you won't lose. So it's Spurs or West Ham going in the opposite direction to Hull after the Gunners secured the title this week. Arsenal fan TV might explode if their North London rivals get relegated, but it's looking more likely they stay up despite the hot Spurs blowing lukewarm all season. Does Swervy, the footballing equivalent of scurvy? They must be nervy. All Tottenham have to do is draw at home to Everton and they stay up. They've got a much better goal difference, so only a Spurs defeat and a West Ham win at home to Leeds will see the Hammers stay up. They may well both lose, to be honest, the season they've been having, both teams, in which case it will be the bubble-blowing, huge, baggy, Peaky Blinders-style, flat-cat-wearing, aggressive Cockneys who go down to the Championship. Elsewhere in the race for Europe, after Unai Emery won the Europa League for a fifth time this week with three different teams that bizarrely all have Villa in their names, the other two being Villa Real and Sevilla. That could affect how many Champions League places are up for grabs. If Aston Villa drop a place down to fifth, the sixth place team can make the Champions League. So Bournemouth and Brighton are keeping a close eye on Villa at Man City, and they also need Liverpool to beat Brentford. There are then Chelsea, Brentford and Sunderland also in contention for Europa and Europa Conference places. All very complicated. We'll keep hitting refresh on the as it stands table to keep you up to date. We also say farewell to Pep Guardiola this afternoon after a decade at Man City, an amazing six Premier League titles. Quite convenient that he slips out before we finally find out about the investigation into those 115 charges of dodgy dealings behind the scenes at City. If we ever get a verdict on that, it seems they kick the can down the road every season, hoping we all just forget about it, while much smaller teams get points, deductions and fines. Sorry, has that turned into a rant at the end? I didn't even get a chance to say we say goodbye to Mo Salah as well. Mo Salah is starting, by the way, for Liverpool, despite what he said about Slot.
Well, there you go.
Big day.
Dyson, I just want to say, that whole deserby, nervy, scurvy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're like a working class Stephen Fry. I think, had you gone to private school, you'd be getting the sort of work that Stephen Fry gets.
Really?
You'd be seen as the unofficial poet laureate, definitely.
I'm not
sure. No question. It was sensational wordplay.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. It just occurred to me that some things rhymed, so I thought I'd go with it. You know, that's all it is.
How nonchalant. Yeah. You are a precocious talent. I genuinely believe, had you said that in a posh voice, people would be like, oh my God.
That's where I'm going wrong.
Can you say it in a posh voice?
Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, wait, let me try. Let me
He's going to get his lines back
up. Let me get the lines back up.
Yeah, that's it.
Does De Zerbi really deserve to preserve and swervy the footballing equivalent of scurvy? See. They must be nervy. No.
It does. It's highbrow. It's highbrow.
Get me on Radio 4.
Oh, I hope you're having a good bank holiday. It's the final day of the Premier League season. Forest, thankfully, safe. Either Spurs or West Ham will go down. We don't know yet which European competition Bournemouth will be playing in or who else will be playing in Europe. There could be six Premier League teams in the Champions League because Villa have won Europa.
Very exciting. Very exciting. We'll have all, by the end of the show, we'll know all these things. And we've got a little bit extra today, haven't we, to stay around and until it's all finished and all decided.
Good point. We're on until 20 past six today so that we definitely cover the final scores in the event of any prolonged added on time.
Yeah.
Dyson, I just want to ask about your hand, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah,
because you've got a bit of a trampy hand. I've got a horrible
bit of plaster on it that keeps coming loose because it's underneath the bit of my sweaty palms, meaning it's not sticking to my hand. But no,
what you done?
I just before I left to work, I thought I'll just finish up the washing.
Come
up.
Here, you mean?
Yeah.
You're not moonlighting.
Come here, no. Just before I came here, I thought I'll just finish up the washing up that's on the side there in the kitchen. And I was cleaning a ceramic vase.
Okay.
Inside, there was some sort of serrated edge where it obviously broken. And I just wiped my finger around with a sponge right over the serrated edge. So, yeah, absolutely killed.
Show me the wound.
But it's just not sticking.
Oh, and the cut's right, not too bad. Have you put some Savlon on it?
No, I gave it a good wash. It was nice and washed, but now
just gobbed on it and licked it.
Because it's just it's the base of the index finger, so it's where it is quite an awkward position. So I keep
and it's on your right hand as well, so that's going to cause multiple problems. When he was doing a particular hand motion there that I won't repeat. But let's just say, good to know you can still do it at your age.
Seen that text we've had off Richard in Cardiff?
What's he say?
He says, "Hey guys, rock and roll football in the garden on a sun lounger in this beautiful heat with something cold and fizzy in my hand. Sheer bliss." He's not wrong, is he?
Something cold and fizzy in his hand.
Yeah, that's what he likes, yeah.
That doesn't even sound... You know, it's just because he hasn't said what it is.
No, I don't know why he's
been so vague. If he'd
have
said warm and fizzy, that would have been worse.
Yeah,
cold and fizzy doesn't sound that bad.
Thoughts of a work a day away. Thoughts of a work a day away. I'm not sure what he means there, but...
Thoughts of work are a day away because he's got tomorrow off.
A day away, exactly. Yeah. It's a bank holiday weekend.
That's what he means.
Yeah, that's what
it's really
means.
That simple.
It's just a strange way of putting it. Thoughts of work a day away.
There's only one two-syllable word in that run of words. It's all...
But look, that is so... This is what people should be listening to us on a sun lounger. If you're on a lounger, if you're on an old-school recliner...
There's ones that you have to crank.
Crank them back, or maybe a fold-out metallic bed. What do they call those? You know, those camping beds? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're called camp beds.
Camp beds, that's it, just camp beds.
My word. Is it the heat or is something else going on?
I think
you've got
heat,
tetanus.
It's the blood loss, you know, it's all getting...
You've got some old ceramic disease. Well, it's the final show of the season, so this is the final roundup of the funniest clips of the week in the world of football. It's clickbait. Adam Wharton scored his first goal for Palace last Sunday. His mum was in the away end and she got her own chant. Adam Wharton's mum.
What a great chant. Generally positive as well, just positive. It's great to see her. Lovely.
When you think of some of the chants players get about their mums and wives.
It's refreshing, isn't it, really?
Although he doesn't seem to appreciate that he had a lucky escape there. This is him being interviewed about it after the match.
You might not have heard or seen the videos yet, but your mum was
your mum
and she's now got her own chant as well.
No, yeah, a couple of people mentioned it in the changing room. Someone tried to show me a video, but I didn't want to see it. I don't think I do want to see it. She likes to say that she's Adam Wharton's mum, so that probably started it. But yeah, I'm sure I'll see it at some point, unfortunately. But that's what embarrassing mums are for.
I love how she is.
Slightly salty.
It's pretty salty, but I suppose he doesn't want his mum to go viral, does he? Like this. But I found quite warming to Wharton and his mother after the whole incident, to be honest.
I wonder if that played a part in Tuchel going,
yeah.
You must love your mother. Family is very important to me. You must love your mother.
She can't come.
Why are you so
America?
Salty about the chance about your mother? You are not on the plane. You must spend more time with your mother. Roy Keane, he's on every week, isn't he? But he's always class. Has a particular take on Bruno Fernandes' stats.
What I heard in United the weekend, I was raging with it. The whole chat about his assists. Yeah, and players talking about assists. He got interviewed after the match. it was all, the game was about his assists. After the game, he got interviewed, and he said in his interview, the captain of Man United, he said, yeah, a few times I probably should have. He said this himself, I should have shot, but I made them passes. Wow, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's a circus act.
I kind of agree with him.
A circus act.
I agree with Keno.
What, you think he should shoot if he has the chance
yes!
to shoot?
Yeah. So like goals, not like, oh, I'm going to deliberately pass
but then
for my
if you
stats.
Suddenly see this record in sight, you might as well just switch your play up.
Who
Why
cares?
Not? Why not?
Almost passes.
Yeah, I know.
Giving awards away for anything these days. Matty Cash, Forest legend, but now Villa legend. Just listen to how he laughs at the end of this, because he realises what he's just said about Prince William.
Yeah, yeah, he was in there with us, yeah, having a beer with us. He's just delighted, yeah. To be fair, he's such a big supporter. He's always coming to the training ground. He's always at Villa Park. And yeah, he deserves moments like these, and hopefully today he can let his hair down tonight.
He knows straight away, let his hair down.
Let his hair down.
But he can't insult the future king.
He can't. So he just has to laugh. Yeah. Isn't it great that he chose to pick Aston Villa as a young child? Isn't it nice?
Another one here of Roy Keane, this time reacting with Ian Wright.
I remember when I got injured, I didn't get a private jet when I got injured. I remember I got a taxi down to the thing in the airport. I was sitting in the airport for like hours before I'd gone, but like...
Try getting back from Saipan right here.
It's a fair point.
Love it.
And finally, arguably, the most viral football clip of the season. Cole Palmer explaining why he hates the cinema.
I don't watch films and I hate the cinema. Oh. You know, I've got reasons. Do you want the same reasons?
I want to hear the reasons.
Right. One, the TV's too big. Two, the TV's too loud.
Yeah, okay.
Three, the snacks are so expensive. And four, you've just... There's loads of other people there. And that, like,
I know.
And you've got to be quiet. So, yeah, there's my five reasons why it's cinema rubbish.
Five in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. He makes some good points, doesn't he? I don't know why he calls the screen a TV, but yeah, but some of the points about expensive snacks are valid.
Yeah, what do you make of it?
I think it's mad that you've got to go. You've still got to go and watch
you've got
a film
to get your duty.
On the big screen. Yeah, yeah.
Can't
you've got to
go.
Support cinema. But yes, he makes some good points. But what a strange little lad he is.
I like the fact that he's got rationale. It's not just that, oh, I don't like it. He can take you through every step of his logic.
Yeah, because I think Michael Owen just didn't watch film, did he? A couple of years, about 10 years ago, he says, I don't watch films. I've never watched a film in my life. Whereas Cole Palmer's got some good reasons for it behind it.
He has text us on 8-12-15. Why do you hate the cinema? Is that it? Is that what we're asking?
What have you not done that everyone else does? Unpopular opinions, is it, perhaps?
Yeah, what do you hate? What do you hate that everyone else likes?
Yeah, but just, maybe let's keep it cinema-based.
What do you hate about the cinema?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we shouldn't be supporting
about cinema. I agree with them about the cost of...
Yeah, well,
the treats are extortionate.
Mate, you've got to go to Poundland. Go to Poundland on your way there, fill your bag with stuff, then go straight in.
What do you fill your bag with?
Just sweets and popcorn, but cheap sweets and popcorn.
But any particular
and cans
sweets?
Of soft drink, whatever the kids demand.
Demand?
That's what I
no
take
No pushback
in.
Whatsoever?
No,
discipline
not
in your
when
house.
You're in Poundland, let's get two items each. Jobs are good, and we're saving a fortune on what they charge inside the cinema.
That's a real world saving of like 40, 50 quid.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, not the skyrocket. We're just 20 minutes away from the final round of Premier League games of the season. Tottenham or West Ham will be relegated today. Two teams with massive stadiums.
Yes.
They were meant to usher in new eras. One of those stadiums is going to be in the Championship.
And what is it? If West Ham go down, the taxpayer will suffer because of the deal agreed around the Olympic Stadium. Isn't that the case, I believe? which is a weird situation to be in. But yeah, I mean... Spurs just need to draw, so they should stay up.
Cole Palmer hates the cinema. Text us on 8-12-15. What do you hate about the cinema? That's what I hate about other people making any noise. He says you've got to be quiet in there. Of course you have.
Yeah,
it's about £100 to go to the cinema now.
Yeah, loud snacks. Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't spend that much on any other event that can be interrupted by random people so often.
And just general racket. Individually wrapped sweets should not be... I mean, popcorn's one of the most loud snacks.
Yeah.
And they sell it in a room where you're meant to be quiet.
Yeah.
And do you know what? This is what really drives me, and this is true at so many venues. When I was growing up, if you're making noise, cinema staff would come in.
Yes, with a torch.
Shush.
They shine their torches at you and say, yeah. Out. Yeah, yeah.
Now
it's positively
anymore.
Encouraged, you know. I went to see, what was it, some of the films they release for kids these days. The teenage boys are encouraged to speak aloud during
what?
The film. Yeah. Was it the Roblox one or one of the films about one of the kids' games with Jack Black in it? You know, the Chitcha Chicken, that one.
I don't know that.
No, yeah, well, he's... Minecraft film, yeah. The kids are there. They're being encouraged to speak along. So they're all just chatting through the film that you paid a fortune to go in to see. Ridiculous.
This is the erosion of society. I can't believe we're getting in a bad mood on the final day of the season.
Yeah.
But I think we may have got the tone wrong on the bank holiday. But I think it's good to vent.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the text coming.
Noise.
Why you hate the cinema.
Oh, I've got a long list.
Really?
Oh, man, there's so many. And the thing is, I'm coming from a place where I love the cinema.
Yeah, I do.
I hate what's happened to the cinema. I'm a patriot for the cinema.
Yeah.
But I believe...
Yeah,
I believe... I remember a time when cinema was better than this.
Yeah.
I believe cinema's best days are ahead.
Does it reflect society's decline, though?
100% it does, yeah.
I think it might not be their fault. It's not the cinema's fault.
That's a really good point.
Mm.
A cinema auditorium is a microcosm of what's happening to society.
Exactly.
Everything costs a fortune.
Yeah, and it's more rowdy.
It's more rowdy and it's a mess. And we should bring back capital punishment.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on the final day of the Premier League season, and we've got a goal already.
Oh,
where is it?
Early goal, exciting. No, sadly, it's in the game no one cares about. Burnley Wolves, both already relegated. Wolves have scored a penalty after 5 minutes. Adam Armstrong has scored it. They're 1-0 up at Burnley.
So, Spurs are currently drawing 0-0 at home with Everton. West Ham, 0-0 at home with Leeds. If it stays like that, Dyson...
Yes.
That means Spurs stay up.
Spurs stay up,
West Ham
go down. Yes.
That's what it means.
Any changes, we will let you know ASAP.
Text on 8-12-50. We hope you're having a great bank holiday weekend.
We do, yeah, we do. Yes, yeah, lovely heatwave we're experiencing. I hope you're enjoying it.
But we are talking about what we hate about the cinema. And this is in the context of, one, loving the cinema, but two, agreeing with a lot of what Cole Palmer said. Someone says here, taking the kids is what I hate about the cinema. Paying a fortune on rubbish food, missing half the film because of the constant toilet runs, the constant yapping, and 1,000 questions about the movie. Sounds like you just hate your kids.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like a fun parent.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Side question, 8-12-15, why do you hate your kids?
Yeah, that's another one, yeah. What a lovely experience they tell us about that. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's that bad, but they do need to go to the toilet occasionally. You're not going to miss out on much for the plot. It's a kids' film, isn't it?
The litter that people leave behind.
Yes. Yeah,
I think there should be some... I mean, I'm not...
They basically just treat it like a slop house, don't they? You buy it, just throw everything everywhere. I bought something here, I'm just going to throw it on the floor.
What is a slop house?
I don't even know what a slop house is.
But you said it with such authority, I was like, oh yeah, the old Victorian slop houses. Yeah, yeah.
They just, because people come around cleaning straight afterwards, so it's almost encouraged to say, just throw it on the floor if you don't want it.
I feel absolutely disgusted by humanity when the lights come on in the cinema.
Yeah, I know, horrible, isn't it?
You're like, you decadent West and pigs. It makes you really radicalised. I'm like, man,
it does, yeah.
It really turns me against my fellow humans.
It's even worse when the lights come on at the end of a nightclub, or, you know, and you realise what the state of everyone's in. But when the lights come on in a cinema and you realise the pigs you've been sat next to, it's horrible, isn't it?
You just hate other people.
What do you hate about other people? Is that what the text
is? Yeah, why do you hate society? 8-12-15. Only one goal in the Premier League so far, Burnley 0, Wolves 1, all the others 0-0 draws. If for some reason it stays like that, that means Spurs stay up, West Ham go down, but there'll be lots of twists and turns on this final day of the season.
Twists and turns to come. Still 0-0 Forest against Bournemouth. Morgan Gibbs-White in his mask. Just had a decent chance though, went wide. It's not going to be enough to get him in the England squad. I can't believe he was left out. I'm still seething about
that. Are you?
Aren't you? I feel like
a little bit.
I don't think he should start. I'm not saying Morgan Gibbs-White should be in the England starting lineup, but he surely should be in the squad as a person who can change games coming off the bench.
I think he's good enough, no question. I think he's had a brilliant end to the season. But I trust Tuchel.
You do, don't you? You really do.
And I think if you're going to put someone in charge, you have to trust their decision making.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised that Foden and Palmer didn't go because they're terrible
seasons.
No, certainly
not Foden. Yeah, that seemed sensible. Slabhead Maguire should have potentially gone.
Maybe.
But what he's done is he said he's not going to pick the best players. He's going to pick basically the players he likes, isn't it? Like Henderson and Ivan Toney, right?
He's picking the best team.
So we'll find out if it works. Yeah, if they all work together, then great. He's doing the right thing because everyone's always picked the best players, haven't they? All England managers pick all the best players.
That Euros was a mess.
And there's not always chemistry when you pick all the best players. So maybe he is onto something.
Well, because you have to play them out of position.
Yeah.
And that's just, it doesn't work like that. And I think, I like his vibe. I like what he's done. And also, with Toney, he's there clearly to cover Kane. Like, Kane starts, and then Toney's there. He can score penalties.
He's good on pens. He can cope with the heat.
I think he's thought about everyone's individual role and what he needs.
I hope he has. But, I mean, time will tell, won't it, Fordy? Won't it? Time will tell.
I do not like Morgan Gibbs White.
Yes, yeah. Why not?
He's not my sort of player. I think he's very good. I think he plays good football. And the football is good. But with England...
Yeah.
Is that German?
Yes, I mean, that's good.
We
like
England. We have to think about the overall team, the overall objective.
Yeah.
And I believe we will achieve our objective.
Yeah, and Jordan Henderson, what's he there for?
He is big lump. I like two or three big lumps, him and Dan Byrne. And I have my two lumps, and I don't need three lumps. My mother always said, two lumps in your tea, and I said, two lumps in my tea, two lumps on the pitch, and Harry Maguire, a lump too far. My teeth will fall out.
Goals in the Premier League, Dyson.
Yes, a big goal for Sunderland. They're 1-0 up against Chelsea. That moves them up to eighth position as it stands, which may be enough to get them some sort of Europa.
But Manchester City are beating Villa.
Yes, they are 1-0 up. Semenyo has scored the goal. So Villa losing 1-0 at Man City. Fulham have also scored. Issa Diop scored. They're beating Newcastle 1-0. Doesn't really mean as much that game, but there are goals starting to go in on this very exciting final day of the Premier League season.
And with Sunderland beating Chelsea, that means Sunderland would finish above Newcastle.
Yes. Oh, yes. Always nice.
So that's a big story.
Spice in the northeast. Yeah.
What do you hate about the cinema? Text on 81215. Cole Palmer says the snacks cost too much, the TV's too big, the TV is too loud. Tracy in Wales says, I can't stand the smell of other people's cinema food. Other people's food.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the smell of popcorn.
But you know when they started to bring nachos into the game and you've got jalapenos and melted cheese, that was a that felt a step too far. That's a mess.
You might as well serve spag bol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't be having heated food in a cinema.
Having a prawn vindaloo.
And it is quite smelly. That fake melted cheese is pretty smelly.
And it doesn't even taste of cheese, you know.
No, it doesn't. It tastes of plastic, doesn't it? Like molten plastic. But yeah, I feel like that was a step too far.
When you go to the cinema, what's the smelliest thing you've taken with you?
It's a good question. I suppose...
Shower beforehand?
Yeah, it's probably just my feet are the smelliest thing that goes.
Do you take your shoes off?
Sometimes I do.
You're kidding!
If I'm in the cinema in the day and I'm on my own and I'm in a recliner in a nice cinema in London, I will lie back, take my shoes off and have a nap. So I'll have a full on nap.
Oh my, you're such an
old man.
I love
it though. I love
snoring, open mouth snoring.
Yeah. And then you suddenly jolt awake and go, oh no, has everyone just heard me snoring and have I ruined the film? But there's only like a couple of people in there, so it's
fine. Why are you taking your shoes off?
Just so I can get relaxed.
You're a menace.
Have a little nap.
But why do you need to take your shoes off?
It's like I'm in a living room, isn't it? This is the sort of thing Cole Palmer hates, to be fair. But just take my shoes off, then I feel like I'm more relaxed.
What else do you take off?
That's it. I don't take my socks off.
How far is this going?
All my undercrackers. Nothing else, thank you.
What do you hate about the cinema? Text us on 81215.
Yes!
Massive goal at the City Ground!
A long shot has paid off for Morgan Gibbs-White. Yet again, he's like the best English player in the Premier League, clearly. So yeah, but he's not on the plane. Morgan has scored a lovely free kick from the edge of the box. And they're 1-0 up against Bournemouth.
We are
1-0 up against Bournemouth. There are other goals to tell you about as well. Manchester United has scored. Patrick Dorgu has scored. They're 1-0 up at Brighton, affecting Brighton's hopes of a decent finish for European places by the end of the day.
It's bound to be awkward now between Gibbs-White and Anderson, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, say hi to Harry for me, mate.
Because me and Harry are pretty tight, actually.
Yeah, because at one point, Morgan was the only England star that we had.
That's right.
And then Elliot came along, and then now he's the
I bet he'd have been coming back going, yeah, England. Yeah. Oh, man. You got a lovely pull there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe one day you'll see
it. Oh, no, it's bad for Morgan, isn't it?
Anderson's like, I'm first name on the team sheet.
Yeah, I know. And he's like,
Jude was saying that. Did you not? Oh, you're not on the WhatsApp group this summer, are you?
Painful.
I'll forward some of it on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's awful for Morgan.
Morgan has left the chat.
Oh, no,
we set up a new one. Yeah, the one you're in. That's, that's Southgate era, mate. No one's on that. Just you and Harry Maguire moaning.
They must have their own little one.
Yeah, they'll be there again. Croatia.
Hope they do. Yeah, hope Scotland win. I'm back in Scotland.
Oh, text on 81215. What do you hate about the cinema? Someone here says the overpriced pick and mix you feel obliged to buy. Last time I went to the cinema, I got to the counter with my cup of said sweets. Mm. And the cashier said, I'm really sorry. Oh, I said to the cashier, I've only got a £50 note. She said, that's okay, you'll have to put a few back.
Wow, so the £50 note didn't even cover it.
Pick and mix
is just mad. It's a mad racket, isn't it? There's no price per weight rate. They don't publish the price per weight, so you get up there, it's a lottery, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's so true. You get up there, you go, well, it could be anything. There should be a mandatory price list.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have no idea. Surely some statutory body needs to get over
Someone needs to sort this out.
What's your cinema pick and mix, what's your favourite?
Strawberry bonbon.
Why strawberry bonbon?
Just like that, that's old school. I love the strawberry powder that you get with the,
it's finer than sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. It's really zingy in your mouth. Not fizzy, but zingy.
So you go there, you have your strawberry bonbons, you take all your clothes off, you fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. What a great picture you painted for me.
You painted this picture yourself. This is based on intelligence you brought to the attention of security services. Although they are nice places to sleep.
Yes. Well, they are. Look, they have really good reclining chairs now. You push some buttons, your feet go up, you're lying back. That's why I take my shoes off. Make myself feel at home.
And do you, are they like those massage chairs?
No. They are. That would be great, wouldn't it? Imagine that.
What about alcohol? Do you have a beer?
Sometimes. I really like the posh cinemas, you know, where you can sit in like a little sofa and order a burger. Yeah, the everyman's. They feel special.
So let me get this clear. You go, you get drunk, you take all your clothes off and you fall asleep. Yeah. I just want to be clear about what we're saying about
it. I treat it like my living room, yeah.
Just there in like a string vest, spaghetti hoops on that and yourself. Massive goal in the Premier League, Dyson.
Huge goal for Tottenham Hotspur. João Paulinho has scored it. He headed it against the post. It came straight back to him and he slotted it and it just crossed the line. Spurs are 1-0 up. Crucially, West Ham are still drawing 0-0 at home to Leeds United. So as it stands, Spurs are staying up and there was a big sigh of relief around the ground, wasn't there?
And some big goals elsewhere.
Yes. Arsenal have scored. Gabriel Jesus for Arsenal's second 11. They're beating Palace 1-0. And Manchester United have scored a second. Then Bruno has scored the second goal of the game for Brighton. By the way, with the first goal, Bruno Fernandes did get his assist. So he's now Mr. Record Assisty Boy, isn't he?
So they're calling him.
Official title. Yeah. I know Roy Keane doesn't approve, but he's got a lot of assists.
Did Zerbi really celebrate that Spurs goal?
Well, I think he might have gone too far, to be quite honest. He drop kicked a water bottle into the crowd. And could injure someone.
Do you think he should be?
I do. If it was on camera, if it was the other way around, if someone threw a bottle onto
if
the
a
pitch,
bottle had drop kicked him into the crowd,
then
that really would be
they
something.
They would have been chucked out, wouldn't they? So I think maybe the ref needs to look at it.
So you're saying what? Maybe the police
should be sent to the stands. You cannot kick a bottle into the crowd.
I agree.
Because it could injure someone.
Not even if you're in a good mood.
No. Not even if you're in a good mood.
There's no excuse for it.
Ejected and banned. I stand by that. You should be.
What if it was the cinema?
Well, you shouldn't throw stuff around in the cinema, but you can take your own water bottles in. That's fine. I agree with it.
Yeah. Mm. And would you allow glass in the cinema?
Ideally not.
Weapons?
No, don't go tooled up to your local cinema, whatever you do.
But if people are making noise, then the authorities are effectively leaving it up to you to self-police, aren't they?
Yeah.
So how far should you...
no one comes in anymore.
How far should you be allowed to go?
I've had a word before.
Have you? What have you said?
When I've been at the cinema with my kids, it's just like, just keep it down a bit.
And what were they doing?
They completely ignored me. If anything, they stepped it up.
And who were they?
They were just young teenage boys making.
Yeah, so imagine I'm the teenage boy.
Throwing
them. Yeah, like, low it and stuff. And like,
excuse me, can you just keep it down, please?
Old man, drunk old man. Put your shoes on your trunk. Why are you coming round here with your smelly beer breath? Get him out of here. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Back off. Back off. Back off. Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson and a very special guest from Newton Mearns in Glasgow. We're joined by Rory Russell, who is a 12-year-old Nottingham Forest fan and also my nephew.
Yeah, amazing. There can't be many Forest fans in Glasgow, can there, Rory?
I'm not really. Yeah, probably. Like, I think I've seen like one or two, but I think I'm like one of the only ones.
Yeah. Wow.
I think that's really cool. Now, we had Dyson's son in here. Last year, and he threw you under the bus.
He really laid into me. Yeah, we had to stop him talking. It's like all my bad traits he was bringing to air. So I know your uncle Fordy does a lot of lovely things for you, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he gets you like Forest merchandise. What's he got you over the years?
Well, loads of stuff. Like, I love all the like programs he gets me, and like I get all the like the West Ham. Like I remember that I went to the Brighton match and it was 7-0.
Wow,
my first one.
Oh, and what a first game.
Yeah, I didn't know how that happened. Like, it's just, I was shocked. Like, I don't know why, but like for my first match, I was just putting my ears in because it was so loud.
It was so loud.
Yeah, it's a great
City Grand,
isn't it? Oh, it's amazing. But yeah, so he's shown you loads of amazing things, Uncle Matt. But what about any sort of embarrassing stories you've witnessed of him? Do you ever feel embarrassed by him at all? So I'm just clutching at straws here.
Well, there was one time I remember that we went to Loch Lomond, was it? And we had a hot tub, and then I saw my Uncle Matt, like, he just went out, and then I saw him with this plate with a pile of curry.
What?
On a plate, and eating it right in the middle.
In the hot tub?
The hot tub. What?
Oh,
how hot do you want to be?
Wow. It felt like the natural environment. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
He eats in the bath.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. It was just that one time in a hot tub.
What are you thinking? You could lose the deposit if you spill that.
It was that and a can of lager.
Was it? Wow.
It was great.
I'm quite impressed. Secretly.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. What did you think of it, Rory?
Well, it was terrible. Yeah. Like, really, there's no other way to terrible. It was shacking.
A big goal in the Premier League. Loads of goals,
Loads of goals. Man United have scored a third. Bruno Fernandes, the assist recordy boy, has now scored as well. They're winning 3-0 at Brighton, which is really bad for their credentials. An equaliser for Bournemouth, yes, 1-1. Tavernier with the goal for Bournemouth. He did his little baseball celebration, didn't he? Arsenal scored a second. Noni Madueke, fresh from his England call-up, has scored for the Arsenal second 11, who are 2-0 up at Crystal Palace. Elsewhere, Villa have got an equaliser as well. So many goals, we haven't had time to do it. Ollie Watkins got that. It's 1-1 at Man City. And Chelsea have just got a goal pack via the cinema-hating man himself with the cold shoulders. Cole Palmer has scored. Sunderland still winning 2-1, though.
Yes. Now, you've been handed crucial intelligence.
Wow.
After that seems to corroborate.
That after the story, the amazing story about you having a curry in a hot tub, which I've never heard of anyone doing it.
It was great.
Never heard of anyone doing it. What an exclusive from Rory that is. Now we have seen the picture of you. This is before you lost loads of weight. So this is like old 40, isn't
Describe it. You can go there. You. Say what you mean.
You just sat.
Go for it.
Sat in a hot tub. You're holding in one hand a can of, is it that Tisky?
Yeah.
That lager. I've never tried that lager. What's it like? It seems to be only like builders and...
Yeah, they seem to have it for breakfast where I live.
Yeah, builders love Tisky. What's that like? Is it nice?
It's strong stuff.
Very strong. So you're drinking
That led to the hot tub.
Right, a very strong can of lager in your left hand, and then your right hand, a microwavable dish with a spoon in it of what looks like some sort of chicken madras, maybe.
Yeah, chicken madras, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just with a sort of proud look on your face, like, ooh, I'm a proper lad, look at me. Was this a wake-up call for you? Is that when you thought, I think I might need to change my lifestyle?
That came a few years later. What are you trying to say? That you're saying that that caused my cancer?
No,
is that where you're going with this?
No, I meant just cause you just trim down and become more fit and lean like you are now. Not saying it's anything to do
you're
with
you're saying
that,
I deserved
no.
it. You're victim blaming.
No,
let me get this right. You're saying that because I enjoyed a curry in a hot tub, that you're glad that I got spinal cancer.
How dare you?
I'm getting HR involvement. Oh, boy, big goals, Dyson.
Whoa, huge. A goal for West Ham. They're 1-0 up against Leeds. Tati Castellanos has scored from a Jared Bowen corner. They are now 1-0 up. Spurs, though, still, to be fair, 1-0 up at home to Everton. But Everton look like they're coming back into it, 4D.
Piling on the pressure, set piece after set piece. If they score two, and obviously that's big, but if they score two, then it's Spurs that go down.
Oh, that's huge.
Because West Ham are now winning, so there's a two-point gap in Spurs' favour.
As it stands, West Ham still going down, even if they do win. There have been other goals to tell you about as well. It's finally come alive at Anfield. Curtis Jones put Liverpool ahead. And then 6 minutes later, Sade got an equaliser for Brentford, so it's 1-1 in that game. And Aston Villa have taken the lead at Manchester City.
What?
Second goal of the game for Ollie Watkins. So they're winning. Winning 2-0 Villa, which means that they won't finish in fifth. At the moment, they'll finish in fourth. So there won't be the extra Champions League place due to them winning the Europa.
I want that extra.
Which is a bit of a shame. But at the moment, in those Europa spots are Bournemouth and Sunderland, who are beating Chelsea. Chelsea also down to 10 men. Wesley Fofana sent off for a second yellow. So they're winning 2-1 Sunderland and playing against 10-man Chelsea. So as it stands, Sunderland are going to make it into the Europa. Brighton are in the Europa Conference spot at the moment because they're losing 3-0 at home to Manchester United.
So then if Villa finish fifth,
yeah,
then six English teams going to the
then
Champions
more
League.
In the Champions League, and it all shunts up a little bit, which would bring Brentford into it, I think, at the
so
moment.
So then we'd have nine English teams in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have, and I'd be delighted for the country.
Yeah.
It's not a Champions League clubs are there.
You can't call it Champions League.
It can't be.
No.
And just, with the greatest respect to Bournemouth.
Yeah, they need to rename it, don't they? Teams that are doing quite well in their division league.
Yeah, perhaps. Half your league, the half league league.
The good half league, yeah. But it's very exciting. There's still time to go, though, so anything could change in the next few minutes.
What do you hate about the cinema? Text on 81215 in honour of Cole Palmer, who says the TV's too big, it's too loud, the snacks are too expensive, you have to be quiet. Someone else says here, people with their phones lit up during the film. Person next to you stealing your cup holder. Were they raised by wolves? What's wrong with people?
You've got to have a side. You've got to pick a side on the cup holder thing. You can't have both. You can't have two, can you? So selfish. And, you know, you just got to put your phone on airplane mode as soon as you get in there. But this is why Cole Palmer hates the cinema so much. He could probably talk more about this.
But the thing is, he seems to be annoyed that he's expected to be quiet.
Yes.
Rather than other, he says, oh, you've got to be quiet, rather than other people.
Yes.
So he's obviously a blabbermouth.
He's obviously a blabbermouth. You can imagine that, can't you?
Do you ever talk during films?
When I'm watching films at home, I do talk a lot.
What sort of stuff do you say?
Katie says I become like my dad, so me and the kids will talk constantly.
Very right wing.
No. No. I'll say, and it's
what's
a line,
happened to society?
It's a line I heard my dad say. What have we seen him in? What have we seen him in? And that's a constant. And I'll always be, I need to Google them to find out. Look on IMDb, find out. I know I recognise them from somewhere. I'm always doing it. So that can be quite annoying, I think, certainly for Katie, I think.
You take all your clothes off.
Yeah, and then I take my shoes off, and have a sleep.
Well, a rare couple of minutes where there have been no Premier League goals there. Obviously, all the games are kicking off at 4 o'clock, so there's an absolute slew. There's not a single 0-0. It's a thrilling end to the season.
Very exciting.
As it stands, 20 minutes to go, Spurs are up and West Ham are down as it stands. But if Everton can score twice in the next 20 minutes, that will change if the West Ham score stays the same. Text on 81215. What do you hate about the cinema?
Yes, we've just had a text from Nick in deepest, darkest Dorset. Used to live in West Bridgeford. We've had him on the show recently because I think he was at one of your gigs, and he says, we're talking about the cinema lights going up at the end and you realise all the mess around you. He said the last time the lights went up when I was out was at 40's gig in Bridport.
Oh, yeah.
The notorious Bridport
When the guy
gig.
Got thrown out.
I was still next to wife, who is amazing, but we were a man down who became all of a sudden politically active. That's right. It was a family member. member, wasn't it?
His family member became enraged with me.
Yes, and he'd become radicalised on Facebook. Radicalised. That's what it was. What a story right. That was.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Then, because he was, I think it's fair to say, he was to the right of me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then the following night in Guildford.
Ah, yeah.
Someone, it was someone to the left of me.
Yeah, so all the extremes all hate the extremes, you.
But they're all like in their 70s and very, very yeah. drunk.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they should have taken the winter fuel payment off them, you know. That money is now just... They're all just getting smashed on it.
Yeah, they are.
They're just drinking too much. Yeah. I urge the government, you're like, it's not going on heating bills. It's all going crates of
Stella. We need to level up with the boomers because they've got loads of money, haven't they? They're fine. And we're the ones suffering here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's leading to yobbery, basically.
It is.
Old yobs.
You can see it. That's what's happening.
Are you an old yob? Text us on 8:12:15. Big goals in the Premier League, Dyson.
Yes, West Ham have got a second. Jared Bowen has scored it. They're beating Leeds 2-0, but it looks like it may not be enough. Spurs are still winning 1-0 against Everton. Their game is slightly delayed. It's about 7 or 8 minutes behind all the other games, the Spurs-Everton game, but Tottenham's still winning. Another England reject has scored as well. Phil Foden for Man City at Aston Villa. It's now 2-2. Jean-Philippe Mateta has scored for Crystal Palace. They've got a goal back at home to Arsenal, but they are still losing 2-1 Crystal Palace in that game. And Fulham have scored a second against Newcastle. Tom Cairney has scored there. So at the moment, West Ham are still going down. And because Villa are drawing, but they need to lose to drop down to fifth. And Liverpool need to win. Liverpool are drawing 1-1 and Villa are still drawing. So at the moment, there's no extra Champions League place still.
Liverpool have done that thing that some clubs do. Forest don't do it, but Man United do it and Liverpool do it. They wear next season's kit on the last home game of the season.
Yeah, yeah. I think Chelsea always do it as well, don't they? It's a great way to flog it over the summer, isn't it?
But it's a lovely throwback to... Oh, the City goal's been disallowed. Yeah,
the VAR have looked at... They've been denied. So there's really... It's not looking likely that Villa are going to lose now because there's not long left in that game. But yeah, I really like the new Liverpool kit. It's probably proper old school, isn't it?
It's a throwback to that late 80s, it's early 90s. Candy.
Crown Paints era. Or Candy. Or Candy. One of those two. Probably Candy, I think, yeah.
No one else does that, do they? You wouldn't come into work the last day before the summer in like a new suit and go, this is what I'm going to be wearing.
This is what I'm wearing next year.
Get ready for it.
You're going to be wowed.
I've got a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, you should do that because, you know, like at school, you'd go on summer holidays and you maybe come back and you've reinvented yourself. You go, guys, I'm coming back in September and I'm going to be rocking this amazing new outfit. You're going to love it.
What would yours be? Shoes off, no undercrackers. It looks like there might be goals, Dyson.
Yes, there was a goal for Crystal Palace, an equaliser from Pino, but it was by VAR. It's been disallowed, so Arsenal still winning 2-1. And Tottenham are still winning 1-0 at home to Everton. West Ham are in the dying minutes now. Callum Wilson's just had a chance that was a great save from Pickford, but it's West Ham. Not Pickford, sorry, he's at Everton. West Ham.
I was going to say, what a keeper.
2-0. Yeah, yeah. He gets around, doesn't he? Yeah. So West Ham still winning 2-0, but it's not enough to keep them up.
We're on until 20 past six. So that we can cover the end, the full end of the season. So we won't finish the show until we know for sure that all those games are finished. So stick with us for a thrilling end.
Oh, it is a goal. It's a third goal for West Ham. Callum Wilson has rifled it in from the edge of the box.
I actually thought you were ill.
Again, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, my word. That sounded like indigestion
pains.
That's
the noise I make when I'm ill. Ooh.
No, but you kind of went, granddad pains. Get him his tablets. He's taking his pants off again. The final whistles have gone in every single Premier League game. Dyson, what is the end?
It is all over. Tottenham Hotspur have held on for a 1-0 win against Everton, meaning they have stayed up and West Ham have been relegated. Everton did have a few chances late on, a couple of decent saves from Kinski later on into the Spurs game. West Ham won 3-0 at home to Leeds, but it wasn't enough. So West Ham are the final team relegated from the Premier League this afternoon. Sad to see them finally going down, isn't it?
It is. Congratulations, Spurs fans. Commiserations to West Ham.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
So there we go. That is the end of this season. We'll be back 2 weeks on Saturday for 4 weeks of World Cup madness, 2 till 5 every Saturday. Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star written review to help the podcast get the charts and other people find it. Enjoy this final bank holiday before the World Cup, and we'll see you in a few weeks.